Thank you for calling Perfect Smile.
Hey, is Deanna in by chance?
Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Hold on a moment.
Thank you.
This is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good. How are you?
A little busy over here, but I'm not going to complain. I just wanted to circle back with you there. I know we spoke late August. We had extended a finance offer there around that time. It sounded like things were good at the moment. Just wanted to follow up with you here with fourth quarter. You guys had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. I just kind of wanted to touch base to see if there was anything in the pipeline since we spoke last.
What are the rates you usually have?
I mean, you guys were pre-approved for both equipment and working capital. I mean, which kind of avenue there were you guys maybe exploring?
Well, it would be equipment.
I see. What kind of equipment there were you guys looking to bring on?
Well, it's normally dental technology or dental CAD.
Like milling equipment or scanners? Was this something you guys were looking to bring on here within the next, like, few weeks or months, or was this something down the road?
Nothing right now that is, like, that I'm meeting to you immediately, but there's usually something that comes up, and we always just go directly with the with their people, and they usually get it done.
I see. So, are you guys outsourcing, then, part of the production there, or are you guys able to do it all in-house?
Yeah, we do everything in-house.
Okay, just looking to...
What are the rates usually for equipment?
Yeah, I mean, on equipment, it's a pretty kind of traditional style of loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. Rates are usually in the, you know, mid-single digits there. A lot of it has to do with credit there. How would you guys rate your guys' credit there? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle there with the owners?
I would say it's probably excellent.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if credit lines up and you guys have the cash flow there... those are going to be kind of the two big factors that come into play. Did you guys usually purchase the equipment new or used?
Always new.
Always new. Okay. Yeah, I know the technology there in your industry is advancing multiple times throughout the year. Some of these companies say it's just nearly impossible to stay up with the upgrades there on the software. Have you guys had the same issue?
It's not so much the software, it's the technology.
It's the technology. Are you guys going to have to go through a lot of, like, training process there for the new equipment you were looking at, or are you guys kind of familiar with it now?
Well, I'm just talking about equipment in general. We've been in the dental industry for 30 years, so...
Oh, wow.
Equipment
okay.
is constantly getting replaced.
I
so
see.
Just maybe one mill might be getting replaced by a newer version.
Okay.
We technically have the knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
A newer version.
I see. It kind of just sounds like you guys are more on like an as-need basis. There's not really like a time of the year then that you guys look to do it. It's just kind of when it happens, it happens.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the offer was still good there. That's kind of why I wanted to circle back with fourth quarter here, just to see if there was anything that had come up since we last spoke. I mean, did you guys foresee maybe anything, you know, early next year that you guys...
Well, what would you need if I said I needed to do a loan for $100,000? Like, I mean, how easy would it be?
I mean, as far as, like, are you talking about the working capital now, or is this for equipment? Yeah, so for the equipment, it's a pretty straightforward process as far as getting an approval. It's just a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet? Okay, so then it would just be a copy of your 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then it's just... whenever you get like the quote or invoice there on the piece of equipment. But once you're able to get that to me, I submit it to my underwriters, can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. And then the approval is usually good for anywhere from 30 to 60 days. And as soon as you're ready to take advantage of it, you give us a call. We get the vendor or the private party you go through funded, and then you're able to take advantage of it immediately. Who do you guys usually purchase the equipment through? Is it a vendor, or how is it you guys usually go about that?
Yeah, there's usually different vendors.
It's different vendors you go through?
Yeah, it's Pete
with Bake Party. Okay. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's if this is more of on like an as-need basis, something kind of comes up and you need to replace something, that's kind of where our specialty is. It allows you to take advantage of that opportunity quick, and you're not missing out on any businesses or any opportunities that do arise during that time. But like I said, let me double check here. I have the email here, dsa@sandiegodentallab.com. Is that still the best email there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do here is I'll get a new email going that has all the updated information there, with all my up-to-date contact information. And like I said, if you do need some equipment there, or you're maybe looking to do a little shopping, kind of want to see what you can get approved for, we can get you an approval fairly quick, kind of see what you're going to be working with, and then we can move forward from there. But I'll maybe just try and touch base here once a month, just to kind of see where things are at. But if anything does come up, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, perfect. But you'll send me an email, and then I can. If honestly, it just we've worked with the same bank for years, so we already have all of our information. So for me, it's just very easy to call and say, "I have this machine. It's $100,000." Then from there, it might be like a week, and then it's already approved and everything. So I don't need to submit anything anymore. Everything's already.
I see. Yeah, is that relationship still with Wells Fargo, or did you guys move on with someone else? Yeah.
No, still with them.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it doesn't hurt just to kind of see what other options are out there. We've kind of been in the equipment business for a little over 14 years. It's kind of been our bread and butter there. So we definitely have some of the better programs there in the industry, I would say. But what I'll do is shoot you this information. If you do want a second option there, or if they're maybe not able to finance all the equipment that you do need, it's definitely something we can visit and see what options are available for you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much. When you talk about like working capital, do you mean like if we wanted to acquire, let's just say, a different company? Is that something you guys do?
With a working capital, it's an unsecured cash loan, so you can pretty much use it for the business however you see fit. A lot of people use it for payroll, operations, marketing. If you want to use it to acquire another business, definitely. What was there an opportunity there that you guys were looking at?
Yeah, but we're talking about a million.
I see. I mean, we could definitely look at options there for you. I don't know if we could get you the.
That kind of loan, what is it that you guys would be looking at or wanting to see?
It's pretty much the exact same process as the equipment. It's just the tax return and the bank statements there that we would look at. And then it's just a different one-page application that you would fill out. But, we want to just see the current health of the business, see what kind of cash flow. With the working capital, it's more based off of your top-line revenue. And then we're able to allocate a percentage there to the business based off of your revenue. We just kind of want to see that there is cash flow and you guys are able to take on that kind of loan there. When were you maybe looking to do this acquirement of a new business there? Was this something down the road in 2017, or was this opportunity coming up pretty soon?
Well, it's coming up soon, but the thing is, example with Wells Fargo, they would want to see the other people's, the other company's profit and loss, their business earnings. So that's what I'm trying to get to. Or is that something that you guys require as well?
No, I mean, really, we want to just see that you guys have the cash flow and just kind of see where everything's at with your statements. But like I said, it's an unsecured cash loan, so you can pretty much use it for however you see fit. If you want to use it to take advantage of this business, were they just looking to like liquidate assets, or were you looking to take over the whole business? What was the acquisition there?
Acquisition.
Okay. I mean, yeah, like I said, if that's something you were looking at, did you have other investors that were trying to get involved there, or have you not even started shopping around with that idea yet?
No. I think just trying to find out what the requirements would be. I think Wells Fargo says when it comes to a business acquisition, you need to do at least, I think, 30% down. So it'd be about $300,000.
I see.
So is that something, that's why I'm asking, would there be, I mean, when you ask for working capital, you don't ask for $1 million. You would be asking for maybe $200,000, you know, $250,000 or something.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying we haven't done deals like that before. I mean, I can give you a kind of a range there of what you guys might be able to get allocated to you. Did you know what you did last year for your top line revenue, or your gross annual sales, by chance?
Yeah, I do. So what would you be looking
at? Just the top line number there before depreciations or anything like that, just the top line number.
Okay. Well, I don't feel comfortable giving somebody these numbers, so that's what you guys would be looking at. And what else?
It would just be the, you know, the top line revenue. We want to see the current situation, so it would just be the 6 months, just like equipment. And then basically, I can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. It's usually about, I would say anywhere from about 10 to 15% there we're able to free up for you, but it just depends on the situation, kind of what you're looking to do with it, the length of the term, stuff like that. How long of a transition there would you guys need to acquire the business, take it over, get everything set up there? I can't imagine that's a quick process.
I don't know. When you say, you know, are you talking about the bank process, or are you talking?
I'm just talking about, you know, merging two businesses together, everyone, get everyone on the same page, get all the, you know, your pipelines in order, everything on one page, I would say.
Well, you're talking about maybe 6 to 12 months.
Okay. I mean, that's nothing too crazy. I'm just trying to figure out a term length there for the capital there that you guys would be able to take on, you know.
We'd probably talk about maybe probably a 10-year term.
Oh, wow. Yeah, with working capital, with it being unsecured, you know, you're not having to put up your house or your life or anything like that. Typically, the length of the terms are anywhere from 3 to 36 months, so they're a little bit shorter length term. That's kind of why I wanted...
So you're talking about what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years is the max usually on these kind of loans, just because of the risk level on them and there being no collateral attached to them. That's why the equipment programs are usually a lot more attractive, just because of the term length. They can go up to 6 years. Monthly payments is a little bit more manageable there. I definitely think that's something we can help you out with on the equipment. As far as capital, you know, I don't know if we'd be able to come close to the million, but if we needed to...
That's not something I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not...
Yeah.
It's
definitely something we can visit when the time does come up. If, you know, Wells maybe can't cover it all, or if you want to maybe just a secondary source that you can fall back on during that transition time, it's definitely something we can visit. But I'll get this email going, and I'll put information actually on both of the programs there. That way you guys are up to date on it all. And I'll maybe, what is this? It's November 10th. I'll maybe try and touch base here maybe early December. Give you guys a few more weeks to kind of plan everything out. But if anything does come...
As long as I have your email and your information, once it comes time, I can contact you and say, okay, what are the rates? And then from there, I mean, it'd probably take a couple days with you. And if those rates don't look good, then I'll just go back to my main source.
Yeah, of course. You know, it doesn't hurt you just to look and see what other options are available. We're definitely not trying to step on the toes. You have the relationship with Wells. It's just a secondary source that you guys can fall back on. It doesn't hurt. So definitely reach out there as soon as you guys get close to that process, and we'll see what approvals we might have available to you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much, then.
No worries. It was great catching up with you. We'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye.